Welcome back. I have to say, Peter Schiff's recent take on MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy really caught my attention. Calling it a mid-cycle Ponzi might sound dramatic, but it actually highlights a pretty critical vulnerability when you're dealing with heavily leveraged crypto investments.
It's definitely a provocative label, and I appreciate you bringing it up. The whole controversy really kicked off when MicroStrategy sold off 3,588 Bitcoin, roughly $216 million, mostly to fund their digital credit dividends.
Right, and that's where it gets interesting. The company has basically built its entire corporate identity around aggressively accumulating Bitcoin using corporate debt, convertible notes, and equity offerings. It's an exciting model, but it absolutely demands constant liquidity management.
Exactly. And to be clear, Schiff's Ponzi comparison isn't an allegation of criminal fraud. It's pointing to a structural dependency. The entire model relies on continuous market appreciation, new share issuances, or strategic Bitcoin sales just to service debt interest, cover operational costs, and keep shareholder payouts flowing.
That's the crux of it. And when he adds that mid-cycle qualifier, he's really underscoring Bitcoin's predictable four-year halving cycles. We all know how those play out. Explosive bull runs that get everyone pumped, inevitably followed by bear markets or sideways consolidation.
Which brings us back to Schiff's core argument. MicroStrategy's strategy is fundamentally tethered to perpetual bullish momentum. If the market enters a corrective phase, the company's liquidity could get severely strained. We're talking about the real possibility of distressed sales or highly dilutive equity offerings, just to keep financial obligations on track.
It's a sobering thought, especially because this debate really exposes the inherent risks of leveraged Bitcoin exposure. I'll give them credit. Their approach has been incredibly profitable during sustained bull markets, essentially transforming MicroStrategy into a de facto Bitcoin proxy for institutional investors.
But here's the serious part. That same pristine-looking balance sheet at all-time highs can quickly turn into a massive liability during downturns if cash reserves start to dwindle. The decision to sell appreciating Bitcoin to fund dividends, rather than reinvest or just hold long-term, really does suggest a potential strategic shift.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder if they're prioritizing shareholder returns over further accumulation, or if it's just routine liquidity management. Without more transparent financial disclosures, the move invites criticism of desperation, while proponents see it as a necessary hedge against market volatility.
That's why this situation offers several critical takeaways for investors. First and foremost, leveraged crypto strategies carry structural risks that traditional businesses rarely face. Success in a bull market simply does not guarantee resilience during corrections.
And that's a really important shift we're seeing. The growing maturity of the crypto asset class means market discussions are finally moving past speculative hype. We're looking at fundamental metrics now: corporate balance sheets, dividend sustainability, and macroeconomic cycles.
Precisely. Investors holding crypto proxies or trading directly need to carefully distinguish between long-term conviction and short-term liquidity needs. Rigorous due diligence isn't optional anymore. Tracking quarterly filings, monitoring debt maturity dates, and understanding cash flow management during bear markets will separate the informed investors from those caught completely off guard.
You're so right. Ultimately, Schiff's provocative label points to a legitimate financial reality. MicroStrategy's Bitcoin-heavy model thrives on momentum, but it requires disciplined liquidity management to survive those inevitable market cycles.
Whether this recent $216 million sale represents a permanent strategic pivot or just a temporary cash flow adjustment remains to be seen. But for investors, the lesson is clear. Focus on balance sheet health, maintain diversified portfolios, and prioritize risk management over narrative-driven trading.
I couldn't have said it better myself. As crypto continues to institutionalize, sustainable success will always depend on financial discipline rather than market timing or hype. Thanks for diving into this with me.
Likewise. Stay disciplined, and we'll catch you on the next episode.